The Czech president, Václav Klaus, is making his own contribution to the 20th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution. The president has penned his own assessment of how and why communism collapsed and how the new leadership, including himself, dealt with the challenges in a book that has just been released. Chris Johnston reports.
Czech President Václav Klaus launched what he has described as his gift to the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the fall of communism on Tuesday. The book, Kde začíná zítřek, or Where Tomorrow Begins, is a personal evaluation of the fall of communism and the attempts by the motley new leadership to set the former Czechoslovakia and then Czech Republic on a new course. The book has been a long-term project of the Czech head of state, but he was forced to interrupt it just over 5 years ago because of his presidential workload. He says the looming anniversary of the fall of the end of the communist regimes in Central Europe gave him the impetus to complete the task. Václav Klaus was not part of the dissident leadership that had opposed and been punished by the communist regime, but quickly became one of the main protagonists of the broad civic forum movement that sought to put the country on a new track. He made himself notice for his knowledge of free market economics and championed that course as the answer to most questions starting, what next? The new book takes the line already aired by the president that the fall of communism was more thanks to internal collapse rather than external factors. It argues that the Czechoslovak regime was already weak and people had ceased to fear it. That view of events, of course, denigrates the role of individuals, such as Klaus's presidential predecessor and long-term opponent, Václav Havel. President Klaus also characterizes the main post-revolution battle in the early 1990s as that between liberalism and what he describes as Havelism, the emphasis on non-political politics based on abstract humanist and civil view of society. Like many of the president's other public interventions, the book is expected to create a stir, if only for his highly individual interpretation of events.
And that report by Chris Johnston, and we'll let you know if the book becomes available.